Ho ho ho! Welcome to All Magic Gaming's special Christmas presentation of The Jolly Guard, run by Matchy. And happy holidays from all of us here at Old Magic Gaming. Ho ho ho!
Okay, so welcome to D&D with Matt G, the Christmas special. So basically, in this Christmas special, you are all members, you all Christmas elves, obviously, and you all belong to Santa's Royal Guard, so to speak, called the Jolly Guard. We have Anton playing Pickles the Destroyer, the Bomb.
Howdy!
We have Kova, or Katie, playing Bubbles, the Knight in the Night, our rogue. We have Jackie Davis playing Jingle, the Star Baker, and we have Chris playing Jangle the Rubber, the Wizard. So, being members of the Jolly Guard, you all have some special abilities that you can use. Some are like once a day or require a long rest. But Pickles, your kind of like backstory was just kind of like entertainment, coming up with like fun ideas, and special ability is called the Jig of Merriment, or the Jig of Merry Merriment, which is costs one action, and basically what this does, you perform a festive merry dance, and it gives everybody dice of inspiration, and you can't use this again until a short rest, and the inspiration can't be stacked, so it's quite good to use in battle. Bubbles, you have a awesome little trick for your roguey abilities, because being a Christmas elf, you need to get around without being seen, help lay presents and stuff. It's called Sneaky Little Elf. So it's a one bonus action, range of 60 feet. You roll a d20, add your stealth modifier against the enemy's perception. If it's successful, you teleport behind the enemy and get an attack with advantage, with only melee weapons though. If you fail, you still teleport and become prone, and the enemy you do it to gets to have an attack opportunity against you, and you can't use this move against an enemy twice. And so Jackie, playing Jingle, you were basically one of the best bakers at the Grotto, and Santa helped you like hone your baking skills into a special ability called Sugar Rush. It's one action, and basically what this does is you roll the d6 and depending on what number you get, you magically produce that number of gingerbread men. And then you can give out these gingerbread men to your party. And they're kind of basically healing potions. You roll a d4 to regain some HP. But being full of sugar, it also gives you an advantage on your next physical attack roll. So a bit of HP and a little bit of a combat bonus as well. Now, probably one of my favorite special abilities are given the elves. It's Jangles, called Toy Soldier Tinkerer. Christmas elves, they make toys for Santa back in the day before it all went commercial. But you've retained these skills. So basically, what you can do is you can make a little construct to help you out. It takes two actions to build, and on the third action, it gets popped out there, and you get a go as well. You get to choose between a Nutcracker or the awesome 80s robot. So basically, the Nutcracker, just kind of like a melee attacker, where it has a cool move called Nutcracker Chomp, which basically means it attacks, and if it's successful, it basically hangs on to the enemy, and they've got to, they can only attack it on its next turn to get it off, and if they can't get it off, it keeps doing a 1d4 damage, which is pretty cool. Aegis Robot basically just has a magic missile and a clamp attack. It's probably its best spell is AC Booster. Basically, it plants itself in place. It has a range of 60 foot, but it gives one ally a boost to its AC by 4. As long as you're in that range, but 80s Robot can't do anything else while it's casting that. And it has 2 spell slots. So that is a quick rundown of your characters. Any questions?
Nope, not from me.
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think I pretty much understand it. It's like the Jig of Merry Merriment is like the Bardic Inspiration ability, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, cool beans. Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, I just smiled wide when I was reading that whole toy soldier thing. I'm like, oh, awesome. I get to make little constructs. This is the best thing ever. I want this.
I will say as well, you can build one out of combat.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, I thought I'd say it's a little bit fairer because, yeah, it's up to you when you build it and stuff. But you can only build one.
Okay.
And they can't regain any HP, but the 80s robot, if you're having a short rest, you can regain the spell slots.
Cool. Yeah, I was actually probably going to build the 80s robot as my construct.
Well, we'll get right into it then. So basically, sure. It is roughly around the start of December. Everything's kind of like been set up already. Everyone's doing like the final preparations and stuff. But you've been called out to just at the outskirts of the grotto. There's been some disturbances, which is kind of regular this time of year because all the wildlife or people who want to change their names off the naughty list and that try and get into the grotto and try and ruin Christmas. It happens once a year. And that's one of the main reasons why Senna decided to make the Jolly Guard to help prevent all this stuff so they can get on with business. So you've been sent out to the outskirts, just like around the forest area. So you come to where the disturbance has been reported. It's just a little opening in the forest. It's about half a day's travel from the grotto. And you come across a dead reindeer. What do you do?
I will cast, first of all, I'll cast mage armor on myself. Seeing a dead reindeer is not a good idea. And I am a smart boy. So I will, I'll totally do that.
Do we know which reindeer it is?
That was my question.
You will know that, like, the main Santa's reindeer are in the stables and, like, there's plenty of wild reindeer around the woods, but like a lot of them are descendants or relatives to the 12, as they like to get about and like after.
Oh no, it's Fred!
Not Fred, he was my favorite.
So, yeah. He was kind of a jerk, but I feel bad that he's dead.
Yeah, you're about 20 feet away from the reindeer.
And move forward and see if I know what killed Fred.
Yeah, go approach.
Can I look around, like, not so much at Fred, but to see if there's anything, like, lurking, kind of tree line or whatever?
Yeah, we'll do Bobble's check first and then we'll do yours.
Okay, cool.
Mine was not good. 7.
Okay, Jingle's having a look as well. You can tell these are fairly fresh wounds.
I see my foot.
Yeah, you just look around, you start chasing a snowflake that's falling down, trying to catch it on your tongue.
But, just kind of watch him incredulously.
Jingles, you can you notice these have been caused by like kind of like vines and stuff. You notice a few pine shavings in the wounds as well. And as you're looking, I would like everyone to give a perception check.
16.
Nice.
I'm glad I didn't roll that other roll.
Me and the snowflake, man. I'm having a good time with the snowflake.
You are having the time of your
life. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. Out of the snow pops these little awoken Christmas shrubbery.
There's something behind you, Jangles. And a big thing in front of me.
Yeah, I just knew. And then to bring that one up. Before we roll initiative, Jingle.
Yeah.
You are your Jangle.
Yeah, oh yeah, yep.
Jingle.
I'm gonna get bit.
You get a free action on this one in front of you because you got a natural 20. So you saw this thing pop up. So what do you want to do, Jackie?
Can I bash it with my mace? Since I don't really fancy being killed by a crazy Christmas tree.
Yeah, so give us an attack roll. That is not going to do it, I'm afraid. Okay. And then this one that's popped up front of Pickles, he is going to make an attack on you. 14 does not hit your AC, if I remember correctly.
It does not.
That's all right. Everyone's safe, so let's roll initiative. Yeah, these have minus one to initiative. So one of the shrubs has rolled a zero initiative, so he definitely goes last. So Pickles, you are up first.
All right. I am going to swing on this one right here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to grab my my two-handed battle axe and chop a tree.
All right, that's Ow. Definitely a hit.
Awesome. And it looks like 11 slashing.
Yeah, you just twain this one in two.
And Timber!
It goes down.
For Fred!
Him in twain!
So that sucker is down. Nice first attack, killing the first enemy. The Pickles, the Destroyer, is his namesake by drawing the first pine.
Pickles was distracted from his merriment catching snowflakes. So that vengeance will be his.
That's a okay. Bad sentient Christmas tree. Bad.
Jingle, the Baker, you are up next.
All right. Well, I'm going to have another go with my mace. See if second time's charm.
Yeah. Oh, nice. A natural 20. You are critting.
Well done. Well done.
So do your damage twice. Yeah, that first one kills it completely. How do you want to do it with a crit? Make it sound cool.
Right, well, she goes right to the top of the tree and basically just hammers it like a peg down into the ground.
Nice, and just pines just pop up everywhere like a confetti booth, like a bomb. That's good, you hover over the initiative, it shows you which one. So that one is dead. So Bubbles, you're up next.
I would like to use my sneaky little elf and try and teleport behind this big Christmas tree here.
So you roll a d20 and add your stealth.
And my stealth is 9. So that's 20.
Yeah. And the awoken Christmas tree fails. It's roll against you, so you teleport behind it, and you get an attack with advantage.
I will attack with my rapier. Attempt to slash its branch arms off.
26, that is a hit.
So do I just click it again, or click the rapier at the bottom?
Yeah.
Click.
Well, you get an advantage, so you can roll.
Do I get to disengage, or...?
You can as a free action, yeah. Oh, no, you've got to use your bonus action. Okay. You can't use it this turn.
Can I move away or not?
You can, but you'll get an attack of opportunity against you.
I'll stay still then.
But one of your Christmas elf race traits basically means if you get an attack of opportunity against you, it's they get a disadvantage because you're all naturally...
Okay. I'll try and get away then. Try and move it. Yeah. Out of melee range, basically.
So it's going to go for an attack at disadvantage. Say 15.
My armor class is 16.
That's lucky then.
Just first dodge round out the way.
Yeah. So it just misses you. And it's the Christmas tree to go. So that is going to move in towards you, Bubbles, because you just hit it and ran, and it just bounces towards you, and then goes for a slam attack again, and misses.
Just sort of dodge again. It's for Fred.
Okay, and then next up is Jangle.
I'm also going to try to move away from this tree. It can have an attack of opportunity, but at a disadvantage.
Okay, so it's going to take its attack. And that's a free and it's disadvantage, so it misses.
All right. And then I am going to cast Firebolt upon... I'll go after the big tree.
Okay. That just hits, yeah.
All right, awesome.
Roll the damage.
There we go. 5 fire damage. As I set the tinsel on fire on him.
I just start brushing the embers off my clothes so it don't get burned.
Yeah, it just since it's just a 5 damage, just kind of pats the fire off. and there, but it kind of turns to you and growls. The eye on its top star just kind of like intensifies towards you. You have a shrub. Seeing Jingle kill its brother comes in towards and has a slash at you, Jingle. 18.
Does that provoke an attack of opportunity?
No, because it's moving into combat.
Gotcha. Just making sure.
I think that, yeah, just hit your AC. And there's no damage.
Dodge out of the way, just in time.
Has a minus one to its attack. Paps you with one of its piney branches. And it just kind of like slides down your armor. And then just
slightly creepy. Slightly creepily.
Yeah, and if a tree could gulp, which this one can, it just like makes a really barky gulp noise. back to the top with Pickles.
I don't like him. I don't like him coming after Jingles like that. That's not cool. She my friend, so we're gonna.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. Roll a 16.
Six slashing.
You take about a quarter of it off the top, and you just kind of like.
But it's trimming the tree.
Still standing though, but barely. And then back to Jingle the baker.
I'm all up for this. So I just scream out Jingle Bells and hit it with nice. My mace again.
Nice, that's a hit.
Jingle all the way.
You send some of his pines flying off. So now it's kind of like just kind of like a spidery twig with a few pines left on it, and it's just kind of like scattering around on the spot like a drunk who lost a bet.
A naked tree.
Yeah. And then it's back to Bubbles.
I'm going to try and like jump up and stab this giant Christmas tree in the eye with my rapier.
So you're trying to get up to the eye. So give me a acrobatics check, please. Because this is a lot bigger than you.
15.
Yeah, that'll do it. 10 does not hit.
Though. 10 does not hit. I just sort of fly over and trip on a branch, just land in the snow.
Because you got a 15, you basically just jumped back off as you tried to stab. Like you saw, kind of like just hit a bit of bark that was a bit tougher, and just kind of like pushed you back off the tree. So you're back on the ground.
Okay, I'm gonna try and move away again.
You can take disengage as a bonus action. So no attack of opportunity there with disengage.
Can I move a bit further?
You can move up to your movement speed, which is 30 for Christmas elves, because you're very nimble.
Are these boxes? How big are these boxes?
5 for each box. Since you didn't actually do any damage there, its focus is still on Jangle.
So oh, fun.
It's going to come in and go for a slam attack. 10, which I don't think will hit.
Nope.
So being very nimble, it can't like just step to the side and it misses with its tinsel, and it's your go now.
Well, since it's so close to me, I am going to grip it's the trunk of the tree and cast Chill Touch upon it. 15 a hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, as it does 7 necrotic damage. As a big piece of the side just withers away.
Nice, yeah, it sheds some of its bark on the bottom, and it lets out a cry. Okay, next up in the...
And then I'm going to try and move away and get an attack of opportunity.
Yep, which is a disadvantage. So 16.
That hits.
That hits, okay. So 11 points of damage. So as you like let go of the bark, it kind of like thrusts its trunk at you, hits you in the face, and slaps you off with its tinsel.
Ugh.
Okay, so then next, back to the top now with Pickles the Destroyer. Oh, actually, no, I forgot that shrub's still alive. It's going to go for you, Pickles, since you just did the last bit of damage, so go for Jingle again. There we go. The first one was 16. Is that hit?
Oh no, my armor class is 18, so no.
Yeah.
Hurts a bit, but it's still good.
just bounces off again, and it just kind of looks at you like, why did I try this again? And then it's back to Pickles the Destroyer.
Pickles. So I think Pickles is going to swing on this one again. That's over here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to deal with that.
Yeah, the last of the shrubbery.
Yeah, so let's handle that shrubbery, shall we? So 21 will hit, right?
Oh, you handle that shrubbery good.
You need to trim the brush.
For another 6.
Yeah. How do you want to do it?
It's time to trim the tree. I swing underhand and bring the blade of the axe up through the body of the tree and then kind of cut it at a diagonal angle and then wait a second as the two pieces slide apart and the top part just plops into the snow.
Nice. Awesome.
And then I catch a snowflake on my tongue.
Too bad that wasn't with like any fists, otherwise I'd call you Fist of the North Pole. Oh my gosh,
Nani. Okay, so Jingle, the baker, you're up next.
Okay.
All that stands left is the giant evil Christmas tree.
Well, can I cast a sacred flame at it?
Yeah.
How that goes?
Oh, that's a natural 20. So that saves. So that's half damage of 3. Yeah, and it looks again with its evil Christmas tree eye. It hones in on you and lets out a guttural growl, and looks poised to come in after you next, Jingle. Next up is Bubbles.
Am I in short bow range, or do I need to move closer?
I think you'll be fine. It should say your range on there. I think you're going to be more than enough.
Oh, 80 to, is that right? 80 yeah. To 320.
20, 25, 25. Yeah, you're 35 away from it, so.
Okay, I will use my short bow and just try this again, go for the eye. Do we get sneak attack or?
No one's close. No.
So is it just 10?
Just 10, yeah.
Just try and just hit it in the eye.
Yeah, that goes straight into the one side of the eye, and it screams out, staggers around a little bit, and then the star kind of like creaks around, and there's another eye there, so it's not fully blinded, but it looks pissed off. It's staggering a little bit.
Kill it, guys.
Yeah, it knows it can't reach you, so it's going to come in, which I think beats you. So that's 17 points of damage to you, Pickles.
Jeez Louise, yeah, okay.
I'm sorry I pissed it off.
That's okay.
All right, now up next is my turn, and I am... did it seem like the fire did much anything to it?
It set on fire a little bit, but the flames out because it was a bit of a light damage for it.
Okay, cool.
But you did hurt him.
Okay, good. I am going to chuck another firebolt at him.
Yeah, definitely hits.
Oh, yeah. For 2 fire damages, it's just like a little spark.
Okay, so back up to the top, Pickles.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna get some retribution here on... Well, hopefully. We'll see. There we go.
20. Oh, yeah.
20. Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. 15 points of damage, right?
How'd you want to do it?
Oh, I just... I run and jump into the tree, and then you see lots of branches flying out and pieces falling off, and then I jump out of the tree, and it just falls into Kendallin.
Nice.
And I probably have like little pieces of the garland and maybe one of the little red balls that's hanging on them, the little Christmas ornaments, like hanging from my outfit.
In your beard.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you win the first battle.
Woo! Can we go over and search the branches?
Give me an investigation roll.
8.
Yeah, from the little bit of blood from Pickles that the tree drew, you can see that like the kind of claws that these creatures had, which you've encountered a few times before. They definitely are the culprits of killing this reindeer. They're normally found a little bit further out in the forest, so it's a little bit weird that they're this close towards the grotto.
What do you think's driven them here then, guys?
I'm not too sure.
A yeti?
Let me see if I could do a nature check just to see if it might be just because of the time of year or what might be going on. So I'll roll some nature.
Yeah, I think that's a good check.
Yeah, okay. I think so too.
Okay, so as you're looking at the corpses of them, you can see some markings on them which haven't been dealt from the battle that you just had. And it seems like maybe these were chained up at some point. So you have kind of the suspicion that maybe they were brought closer to the grotto.
So it seems like these have actually been captive before they were released upon here. So for someone probably drug them up from where they normally rest. You know, who it is, no clue, but that's why they're up here. So they're up here so quickly for this time of year.
Do we know anyone that keeps pet Christmas trees?
As you're discussing this, you hear a loud explosion in the distance, which you can tell from the direction when the sounds come from. It's come from home, from the grotto, and you can see smoke bellowing out in the distance.
I think we should go back.
Could I just put this out there while all this very serious, important stuff is going on? Pickles is back to his attempting to catch more snowflakes and kind of oblivious. So just feel free to drag his dumb butt along with you, because that is what he is now doing.
Jangles will try, but you know he is very, very weak. So yeah, good. So I'm kind of like digging myself into the snow as I'm trying to drag your big body towards the sound of the explosion, and you're just sitting there.
Okay, so you have two options. Obviously, you can take a little short rest to get your and spend some hit dice to regain any lost HP, or spend any slots to heal, or you can just go straight back to the grotto.
Can I offer anyone a gingerbread?
Yeah, he stops and Pickles will just slide to a stop and pile up the snow on the front of his boots. Okay. And he turns around. Yes, please.
Okay, so Jackie, you're using Sugar Rush. So roll a d6 and that will determine how many gingerbread you... so you can dish them out however you want. But you've only got four.
I didn't get hit, so I don't need one.
I got hit fairly hard. Not as hard as Pickles, but I'd like to have at least a gingerbread man.
Yeah, I'm down about half.
Cool.
Well, there's only four of us, so we could each have one.
Yeah, I think that works. Share and share alike.
Yeah, but you don't have to use them straight away. They're annoying them in your inventory now, basically.
I'm just going to start chewing on that gingerbread man like no tomorrow.
Yeah, so it is a D4, and you regain that many HP.
Okay.
I'll just keep mine if I'm having one till later.
Jungle regains 3 HP. Cool, so let me know when you're ready to move on to the next map.
Before we head out, I'm actually going to use my my Toy Soldier Tinker ability get an 80s robot going.
Okay.
You said it would be, it's a D4 back?
Jungle produces this little fellow.
My little My little boy! I will pick him up and place him upon my hat. So he'll just be like...
Well, because you're elves, he is roughly the same size as you. Well, he's got tracks, so he can Johnny Five it along with you.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know if he was like super tiny or if he was.
No, well, you guys are pretty small. So it'd be pretty small to a human, but.
So I will at first ponder about trying to put him on my head, but then realizing, you know, that's probably not the smart idea, and just have him come with us.
Also, if you could just check for me, I should be set up correctly. You should be able to move him around and open up his character sheet, and that'll have his attacks in there for you as well.
Yep, I got all that.
Awesome. That's great. Are you guys doing anything else?
No. Let's go. Let's take a look at that explosion.
Okay. What order would you like to approach him?
I could go in sneaky first. Scope it out if you guys want. Or
I'll be behind my sister Jingle.
Okay. Is robot bringing up the rear, or is he in front of you?
The robot will be bringing up the rear.
Okay.
I mean, how big is the robot?
He's about the same size as you guys.
Okay. Does he look more hardy than me?
No.
Okay, so I'll bring up the rear.
Okay.
Though if the robot dies, it's less of an issue than if you die.
That's true.
Just so you know as well, your constructs can't recover any HP.
So once he's done, he's done. But it's good for him to bring up the rear, aside from pickles.
Okay, so as you're approaching, you can see a lot of fire coming from the grotto, and a lot of tracks in the snow going in. And you reach the gates, and hopefully the map should change.
Yep, the map changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Awesome. Oh, jeez.
Okay, so you reach the gates. Part of the wall has been destroyed. The gate is knocked down. One of the candy cane structures that held the gate together is on the floor. The main, court in front of the grotto and the entrance of the workshop is a lot is on fire. There are dead elves littered across the floor. You see near the entrance to the door one elf who's impaled by a giant candy cane spear up against the wall. In the center of the court, there are five hooded figures with candy cane antlers sticking out of their hoods.
Can I ask a question out of game?
Yep.
Are those Belschnickel? Possibly.
What do you think? What's one then?
Belschnickel would be. They're the servants of Krampus?
Have to find out, won't we?
Oh, that's exciting. It's so exciting. Okay. Awesome. Oh, this is great. This is so cool.
So you approach from the... Luckily, because you guys are small, you built yours quite tall for an elf. but yeah, you have not been seen so as of yet, because you're all very naturally self. So you, with the roar of the fire and all the other chaos going on, you've gotten to the gate without being seen. What would you like to do?
I will encourage our stealthiest friend to just kind of take a peek over and see what's happening, just because we can't really see what's going on. Aside from there's a broken candy cane gate, and I do see some fire, and I think they killed Harold, our dentist.
I will peek around the candy cane and have a look and see if I, know what they are or...
Give me a stealth check. Yeah, that'll do. So you peek your head around the corner. Give me a religion check.
No.
They seem a bit familiar with some of the stuff they're carrying, but you're not sure, but you can easily describe them to the party.
Guys, there's five of them, and they've got candy cane horns and sticks and orbs and hoods and... I don't think they're very nice.
As she's giving a description, can I make a knowledge religion check? Just to see if I might know anything better?
You can all make a knowledge religion check on that one.
Heck yeah, I can. Wow.
Yeah, does anyone else want to bother roll? Jangle got a 25, so he definitely will know.
I've got a -1 on knowledge religion, so I'm not even going to...
Okay. Yeah, but Django, you know that these are, these sound like people that belong to the Order of the Krampus. And these are possibly acolytes. One of the lowest members of the Order, but they're still bad news, especially around Christmas time. And an attack like this has never really happened on the grotto with such success to date. So you know that they're Krampus acolytes.
Okay. I think they're on the naughty list.
They are very definitely on the naughty list, these Krampus acolytes. They are not things to be trifled with, but this is the first time that I've ever heard of them doing something so large scale and actually succeeding. So this is bad news, Bears.
80s robot just goes, danger, danger, Mr. Jangle.
I see what you did there, Squidward.
Do we have a plan? Anyone have a plan? Should we send the robot in as a distraction and then...
What do they seem like they're doing?
They just seem to be kind of like standing... One of them standing near the door. The others are kind of like walking the perimeter, making sure the elves that they have killed are dead.
They're just one of them's just standing by the door, and the other one's just they're just sort of walking around, watching out. I don't know which one we should kill first.
Okay, so
my question is, where's Santa? Should we not be worrying about where he is?
That is true.
Maybe go and
he should be the first to know.
I think he probably knows that it's on fire.
You would know that he'd be at this time of day and like. Yeah, he'd be in the grove in his chambers, kind of thing, or overseeing production. So behind that door is the door to the grove and the workshop.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we need to take out these guys like now.
Does the door look like it's been damaged or is opening or?
It's closed at the moment. You'd have to get a closer look to find out.
Okay, so here's my question. How many holiday decorations do we have on us collectively?
Probably none, because you're kind of like the guardsman. So you have just like your weapons and stuff. Like you used to be part of like the production side and all that. But like Santa saw your skills and abilities could be used better elsewhere. So
we basically don't have like pocket tinsel and things like that.
Because I was thinking ball bearings.
Well, I figured if we dressed up the robot and sent the robot in, then they would all pay attention to the robot and we could sneak around them and go through the door.
I would say you have I'd say you have a little bit of decoration stuff on you because like you are elves at the end of the day.
We also stole some streamers and stuff.
I've got a disguise kit, don't I?
let's disguise the robot. Yeah, let's disguise the robot as like tiny robot Santa and send him in to distract all the little Krampus alcoholites so that we could sneak behind them.
That's what I did.
I want to take some tinsel and one of the Christmas ornaments that's still stuck in Pickles' beard. And I'm going to try and dress up the robot.
Yeah, and Bulbs has got really good disguise kit so she can fashion like the rest of the Santa costume.
I thought I did, but I can't see it on my equipment. It's as my assassin, I've got proficiency with disguise kit, but I don't.
Yeah, you would have that.
I'd have that. Okay. So yeah, I'll just disguise the robot.
All right. So, are we still dressing up our little robot friend?
Yeah, I'd say in our break, you dressed him up, and he's looking very festive.
Ha ha!
He's carrying the ornament around like it's his own Santa bag.
That's so great. Yeah.
And I say you've placed him in front of everybody if you were sending him in.
So where are we gonna send him? Are we gonna?
I say that we probably would be better off sending him, like, over here. Only because if he's over here, then we have more, like, navigation to come this way. And we can either... Yeah, I think we draw the crowd this way. That way, if we end up having to fight him, our backs can be against the wall here.
I assume we know where that path goes to the right.
All right, this one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you know the layout of the land, basically. This is towards the stables. This is towards the first part of the living district area. So, to the more important elves live closer to the grove. Your houses are fairly close to this area as well. Down here is the stables.
Okay, so we send the robot in and we just attack?
Well, I mean, I think we try to sneak. And then if they see us, we attack.
Or well, maybe we do have cover here, so you know, yeah, we go across the way and then we can just... Like, does everyone have ranged weapons?
I do. I have javelins.
What? Because we can stay behind. a few of us go to the other side, sneak to the other side, and then just range weapons, and then we've got cover.
That would work.
Robot in as distraction, a few of us sneak over, and then we ranged. Then they have to come to us.
Works for me. So
I'm going to start talking.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to sneak as the robot goes out.
All right, so... So as we're all finished setting him up and I give him a good pep talk, I am going to send my robot out.
What do you say to 80's robot then to give his pep talk?
He does in a very, just the most monotone of ever, just saying, ho, 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 I am a robot. I run on cookies and American cheer.
Okay, so as you tell him that, I'm just moving back there. He goes, okie dokie, Mr. Jangle. Would you like festive mode or attack mode?
Let's do festive mode.
As he, you send him off?
Yep, I send him off. There he goes.
Festive mode activated, and he goes off. When he reaches about here, he just starts blaring Jingle Bell Rock out of his little speakers, and he's doing like a little robot dance, and he's just like shouting like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And they all turn around.
Okay, as he sends the robot through the gate, I'd want to sneak across to the other side.
Okay, so as they turn, this guy here runs up.
Can I have snuck across like the moment the robot had gone through the gate?
Give me a stealth check. Where you going?
Like here, so behind cover still, but...
Okay, so give me a stealth check.
20.
Yeah, that's fine. So he runs up to his robot, and the others also, these two run in as well. Just from the noise, they're like startled and just rah, wanna attack anything that's moving kind of thing. Also, that
one. That second one hits.
That one hits for one damage on his robot.
Okay.
And his robot just goes, why?
My metal boy, I'm so sad. That second one hits too.
That's for four. So he's took 5 points of damage.
My precious metal son. No.
The others, this one is just looking what's going on. This one's moving a little bit closer. Before they start like hammering at his robot, again, you guys can, what do you guys want to do?
I would say if we're going to, I would like to move up to the corner. Oh, well, okay. That's not going to work.
Yeah, I was also going to move over to the corner. I'll move right here. And
could just more you can kind of like hide in this square as well.
Okay.
I just want to be farther out if I have to run into attack, but I still want to be undercover.
Yeah, I'd say you're fine there.
Okay.
Okay. As my action, I'm actually going to cast Silent Image, or I'm sorry, Minor Illusion, and make another duplicate of the Santa robot appear over here in this in the far left corner.
Yeah, so that just happens then, doesn't it? With that spell, you don't have to roll anything?
No. Here, let me pull up the spell. And because I'm part of the illusion school, I can actually have it do both a sight and a sound.
Yeah, so what do you want it to... What sound do you want it to make?
I want it just to kind of say the same things as the other robot is saying. The ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Only just not go in full festive mode.
Okay, so he just kind of like appears and just starts like, everybody get festive! And just starts like dancing, which draws the attention of this one, and he starts going over towards it. Okay, so he's going to go over there and he will go and attack it, which because it's an illusion, it will just, it kind of swipes him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just goes through him and he knows something's up. Everybody roll initiative. And we'll say that illusion's dispelled as well, because he's...
Okay, cool, because he attacked it.
Yeah. Normally, they have to investigate for it, but because he, like, went through it, they don't have physical form, because it's an illusion. They don't know exactly where you guys are yet, though. But it might mean they might kill his robot. So, this acolyte is up first. They know something's up, but they can't actually... They have not seen you guys yet. So he's just going to club at his robot again. Oh, and that's a crit.
Oh, no, not my metal boy. No.
So that's 10 points of damage. Yeah, I think he's on 5 now. I think he should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next acolyte up is the one by the door. He is just gonna, he's looking around, trying to see what dangers are going on, but he's staying by the door. Next up is Jingle, the baker.
I have a light crossbow, so can I fire from my current position?
You will have to either try and climb on top of that wall or move into a position of sight, because you're behind the wall at the moment.
Okay, can I try and climb the wall then?
Yeah, give me a... let's say acrobatics.
Oh. I run at it and I just kind of like slide slowly back down.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing.
You, you bang into the wall and the acolytes all turn and they, know where that noise comes from. They just catch a little glimpse of Pickles beeping behind the candy cane. So they know where you are now.
Pickles just eating dirt or snow. Dirt, snow.
And I won't turn.
So I'm going to... what?
So next up is this acolyte here. He will come in back towards here. He wouldn't attack. And he's a robot again. 12, I think he's a miss.
That misses.
Yeah. It's a good job you don't have flanking in 5th edition.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next up is Dave's robot.
Alright. Just because he got walloped, I'm just going to assume that he goes into offensive mode because of it.
Yep.
And, he is going to cast Missile Surprise.
Yeah, so that is Magic Missile.
Cast Magic Missile on... he can do 3 separate bolts, right?
Yeah, you can, like they can hit. They just hit, and you can send each one wherever you want.
Cool. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do 1 bolt at each.
Yeah, so roll damage. Tell me which ones you want it to go to.
We'll do the number 2 on the one on the left. We'll do 5 on the right, and then 3 at the one on top.
Okay. As this happens, he spins around and goes, "Happy birthday, Paulie," and shoots out the magic missiles from his eyes.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Paulie! Really? Yeah.
Happy birthday, yeah. Paulie.
Well done. Robot. He's an 80s robot. Yeah, no, it makes total sense. That was brilliant.
When I edit it, I think I might find the sound clip and pop that in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he does that, and then it's this fella, this cultist, acolyte even, sorry. He's going to come down for some investigation down here. And then Pickles, you're up.
Looks like I'm going to step up and have some fun, or at least try and swing on this one. 13 hit.
13 does.
Nice. For 11 slashing.
And you want to do it?
So I will, I'll swing the blade across right where its head is, cleave the head from the body. As it flies up in the air, I'll reach out and snap off a piece of its candy cane horn and stick it in my mouth like a cigar, except it's a big broken chunk of candy cane, and then let it splat into the dirt and kind of give the mean eye to the other alkaloids.
Damn, son.
Nice. Give me intimidation.
Okay. How about a 22?
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Let me, what does intimidation do again? Is
I know what it does in Pathfinder. I don't know what it does in D&D. Well, 5e.
It'll give you an advantage on when you attack them next.
Nice.
If that's wrong, we're just going to say that's what it's going to do.
That's going to do. Yeah, that's what it does right now. So that's what it's going to do.
I mean, come on. That was just your moment of badassery. So.
Okay, so this next guy is this acolyte.
Okay.
Pickles has popped out on Ernie's friend. So he can definitely see you, so he's going to cast Sacred Flame. So give me a dex save, Pickles.
Okay. Dex save, that's just straight roll my dexterity, right?
Yeah.
21.
Yep, that saves.
Rolling like a beast.
I'm glad I got those two ones right after another, out of the way early.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it seems to have been a benefit.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't do half damage when you save. It just doesn't.
No, it's a save or suck. So he takes no damage.
Yep. So you're good on that point.
I'm in the holiday spirit.
So Bobbles, you're up next.
I will fire my short bow at the middle one by the robot.
Can this just be the game we play? Can we just play these characters? Maybe the Easter Bunny needs to hire us out, or the spirit of Arbor Day needs some backup on something.
The great Arborian tree.
Right.
That is a hit. How do you want to hit?
I just want the arrow to go all the way through the head and sort of explode it.
Nice.
Just go with a bit of glitter.
Yeah. So it goes through the head and hits the wall back here, and you see the elf that's impaled just kind of flinch a little bit as an arrow nearly hit him in the face, and he just kind of cries out like, "Haven't I suffered enough?" He coughs up a bit of blood. So Jangle, you're next.
Try to hide amongst the rubble as I will cast. I'll follow my robot's lead and do a magic missile. Guy on the right takes 6 damage, and the guy on the left will take 4 more damage.
What do they look like? What do your magic missiles look like?
The magic missiles will look like giant ornaments that are kind of on fire.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's cool. I like it.
So the one on the right, you said taking the 4. The one on the left is taking the other 4, would you say?
So on the right, he took the first 2, so 4 plus 2.
Okay, so he's dead.
So as the 2 ornament bolts go at him, they sock his hood off, and then the other one just goes. Actually, both of them goes right into their eyes, and then explode.
Cool. Yes. So they just go into the hood, and you see a skull shape just encased in flames, and as it drops.
Yeah, pretty much. And then this guy took the last bolt of 4.
Yeah. Okay, so there's 2 left standing, and we're back up to the top. Yeah, he's going to cast Cure Wounds.
Yeah, so he'll have to go up and touch him.
And then next up is Jingle the Baker.
Well, I'm going to have another go at this wall so I can get some height for.
You got firing. This.
You can do it.
Let's see how this goes. Acrobatics again.
I believe in magic. Hey!
Yep, hey. You go to the top.
Nice.
Okay, and then from here, can I attack now as well?
Yeah, because that was just a movement.
Okay, cool. I'm going to try to use my crossbow on the salvage to the right of the robot.
And that is a natural 20.
Well, all right. There you go.
That's 11. So, yeah, he's definitely dead because that's double damage. How do you want to do it?
I think it goes straight through the back of his neck. Just
ooh, nice.
Just skims over the top of 80's robot.
Yeah, and he drops dead. And it is... I forgot to say when there's casted spells, because I'm not sure you can notice. Well, as they cast a spell, they shake a snow globe in the hand, and the magic comes out of that. So that's what the little thing is holding. Next up is 80's robot.
Next up is 80's robot, and I am going to let him do this. See, he's going to cast... one more magic missile, but as he does this, I actually say, I actually yell at him, transform and roll out. So he starts transforming into a cheap knockoff. I'll actually say this because I'm really good at my handiwork. He actually turns into Optimus Prime, aims a blaster gun at him as he fires all 3 magic missiles at the other guy.
Nice.
As my 80's robot now just shoots a blaster at him.
Okay, yeah, and this knocks him back a few spaces. And then it is pickles.
Oh, let's see who's going to be my next Huckleberry.
There's only one left.
Yeah, so yeah, that's...
Yeah, that guy got arrowed, like, super bad. By my sister.
This one? This one's still up, right?
No, that one took the crit.
Oh, I thought this one took the crit back here.
No, it was that one.
All right, well, then I tromp through the snow, and let me see if I can jingle this guy's bells. 13 hits, I believe.
Yeah, it does.
For 8.
Yeah, use any on one.
Oh, nice.
So, do you want to do it?
Yeah, so this one, I think I'm going to kind of run full charge into with the axe. And just kind of use the axe as like a springboard, as if you were putting like a shovel into snow to push the body into the ground, kind of cleave it, and then land on the other side with a little pop.
As you do this, as the body hits the ground, he grabs your leg and just goes, "It doesn't matter, Elf. You're too late," and then dies. And you hear kind of like a really weak, slow kind of clap happening.
Oh, that's not good.
And he's like, does the boss music start playing?
And it's the elf that's impaled on the wall.
Oh. I'll run over there and see if I can help our little friend out.
You run over and give me a quick perception check.
Sure, 16.
Yeah, you notice it's Larry Tinselman.
Okay.
It's one of your old drinking buddies.
Larry, what happened?
Bad things. Didn't go quite well for me.
I wouldn't suspect any good things with you being impaled with a candy cane.
Looking at him, if I pull this out, does it look like he'll just spill out onto the snow?
Give me a medicine check.
Oh, I don't have one. I don't want to roll it. I just want it, like, from an eyeball perspective. Just, is Pickle stupid enough to think, if I pull this out, it'll be fine?
You don't think so. He's lost a lot of blood already, and okay. It kind of seems like they might be holding him together.
All right. Larry, I got some bad news and some really bad news. The bad news is I cheated on that last game of cards that cost you your house. I'm sorry. The really bad news is, yeah, if I pull this out, you're gonna die. So, rather than yell at me, why don't you explain exactly what happened before you cease to be?
I can't, hold on, I'm gonna see if I can hear that.
You're a bit too far, but you guys can huddle up now, though.
Alright, I didn't hear that, but after reuniting with my 80s robot, who I'm very happy that he's alive. I did not expect him to live.
It's really, a little dude made it. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
I think the guy's dead, so I'm going to search the bodies when this is, done.
Okay, well, you all recognize him as Larry. You all, he's all helped you out at some point in your lives. So it's quite emotional for you all seeing Larry like this.
Poor Larry.
Especially after, his wife has just left him.
Oh, well, I mean, he did lose the house.
Yeah, and he lost custody of the kids. But Larry...
His dog died of dog cancer, just the day before. He was 3 days from retirement. This guy cannot...
Is he happy as Larry?
Larry's like, it's not all bad, guys. It's kind of impaired my stomach and I kind of taste the peppermint.
Can I have a go at healing him at all, since I have some healing spells?
You could try and stabilize him, but you feel like... might be futile, but Larry will he's got some stuff to say before he possibly passes. Depends how well Jackie can stabilize him in a second. But basically, he's like,
I could shove a gingerbread in his mouth.
I'll try cure wounds and see if that helps him at all.
Got it.
I think he's got a plot device shoved in his chest, so we might not be able to help him out.
You stabilize the wound, you couldn't pull out the spear, but you can't stabilize him enough so he stopped losing blood, but he's still impaled onto the wall, and he's like, it feels a little bit better. It's took the edge off. But guys, don't waste your time trying to save me. You've got to open the door. These Krampus motherfuckers, they've sealed it with two portkeys. Your magic's not going to get through. The guys who locked it, one of them went towards the stables, the other went to the to the housing district. You're going to have to bring both the keys back to open this door, guys.
You stay put.
I'll just hang around. Django, you bitch.
Hey, at least I didn't cheat you out of your house.
Yeah, but you fucked my wife.
Wow, okay. Man.
You guys need to keep it in your pants.
I thought I was neutral good. Not neutral evil.
I'm sorry, I'm just in a lot of pain. I know, I'm not sure if you did, but I know somebody did.
Can I switch the money?
I kinda eye my robot. No, alright, well, yeah, I'll, after noticing the distasteful joke, I'll just kinda like curl my finger and, like kinda just slowly and sadly retreat from that, and check out some of these corpses.
And Larry just goes, nice one, Larry, you did it again. Pushing everybody away. and he just slips into death.
No, not Larry. Not Tinselman.
He's happy as Larry now.
Did he actually die? Okay.
Yeah, he's dead.
I'm going to, after noticing his death, take out the candy cane, pike on him, lay him down, and we'll give him the traditional Christmas elf rites, okay? And we'll just put two peppermint, little peppermint candies on his eyes for when he has to pay the tollman in candy.
Give him a Skittle, too. He needs all the luck he can get.
Yeah. I just love the imagery of Christmas elves pulling down this impaled elf and then just throwing candy on him.
Well, that's because the Grim Reaper is going to show up, but the Grim Reaper for Christmas elves wears like essentially a Santa sack. It's got a skull with a beard, and it's got this big candy cane scythe. So it's coming for him. he's got to pay him to go across the Marshmallow River of Death. Yeah. We elves, man, we're very spiritual beings. Like I said, I love these characters. I want to play these characters.
All of his entrails as well kind of look very festive and glittery, almost tinsel-like.
Oh, I was going to say, are they all tinsel? Like, is all large intestines all tinsel?
when you pulled it out, like a bit of confetti went onto the floor. And like, you know when a disco ball, like, lights up, like the blood kind of glistens like that.
as we lay them to rest, I take the bit of candy cane cigar out of my mouth, and I look very sternly down, and then I look at the party and go, let's deck the halls with their blood.